HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The moon started to come under the Earth's shadow on Wednesday as the lunar eclipse, the first to take place in over 2 years, began. A few hours later, the moon will be fully covered by the Earth, resulting in a total lunar eclipse. While the total lunar eclipse will last for about 15 minutes, the entire event will go on for 5 hours. The last total lunar eclipse took place on January 21, 2019. The phenomenon is being called Super Blood Moon. The moon is at perigee, or the closest point to Earth in its orbit, making it appear about 7% larger than normal and 15% brighter, hence the term super. Also, since it is passing through the Earth's shadow, the moon appears red, due to which the phenomenon has been termed blood moon. WhatsApp on Tuesday moved the Delhi High Court against the new rules announced in February for digital media companies, saying the requirement for them to adopt features such as traceability for identifying originators of messages violated the right to privacy under the Indian law and the company's end-to-end encryption policy. It said the company does not believe traceability can be imposed in a way that cannot be spoofed or modified, leading to new ways for people to be framed for things they did not say or do. Yoga guru Ramdev has been served a defamation notice by the Indian Medical Association's (IMARS) Uttarakhand division for his recent statements questioning the efficacy of allopathy medicines. According to news agency ANI, MR said if Ramdev does not post a video countering his statements and tender a written apology within 15 days, then 1,000 crore will be demanded from him. The 6-page notice describes the remarks by Ramdev as damaging to the reputation and the image of allopathy and around 2,000 practitioners, who are part of the association, T reported. It has said the remarks of the yoga guru was a criminal act under the section of 499 of the Indian Penal Code, IPC. India on Wednesday described recent developments in Nepal, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's decision to dissolve parliament and turmoil within the ruling party, as internal matters to be tackled within the neighboring country's democratic processes. Nepal plunged into fresh political turmoil last week following Oli's move to recommend the dissolution of the House of Representatives amid a worsening COVID-19 outbreak. President Bidya Devi Bhandari fixed general elections for November, but the country has been rocked by political protests. The Lancet Citizens Commission has recommended establishing central systems to procure and distribute coronavirus disease, COVID-19, vaccines free of cost instead of the current policy of decentralized procurement through state governments. This is among the 8-point recommendations proposed by the Commission in response to the alarming resurgence of COVID-19 in India. The Commission comprises 21 experts and the recommendations were published in an article in the British medical journal, The Lancet, on Wednesday. In response to the alarming resurgence of COVID-19 in India, authors drawn from the Commission and its network of fellows have proposed 8 urgent recommendations in an article in The Lancet. These recommendations are focused on the immediate steps central and state governments must take to help curtail the loss of life and suffering caused by COVID-19 amid the recent surge in cases, said the Commission in a press statement.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.